Good morning. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
Every time I hear that, I feel like I've got a lot to live up to, and I'm not sure I can.
Mail mangler? You haven't mangled mail in a while.
Well, I kind of gave that career up.
I'm glad you did.
And there's probably a bunch of people in this country that are happy to know that. All right. This is day two of AirVenture 2012.
Wow. Busy day yesterday. Lots of things going on. We'll talk about that later.
And the thing about the sauna in your tent, that's pretty much accurate, too.
Oh, man.
The only thing we didn't get was the thunder. We had the rain, but we didn't get the thunder.
And for those of you who got up early this morning.
Why?
You got to see a beautiful double rainbow over Camp Scholler.
Wait. What does it mean?
No, it means there was an IRS agent at the Pot of Gold.
All right. Anyway, let's get on to the real reason we're here. What is it anyway?
I have no clue. I thought you knew. It's your day to know.
That's right. Well, we're here to talk airplanes. Anyway, we are being joined this morning by Steve McCaughey with an H. Got it right.
With an H.
And of the Seaplane Pilots Association. That's an interesting group.
It is. Thanks, David Eddie. It's great.
You guys just... You know, weren't satisfied with grass or concrete. You had to use water.
Gotta get wet, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you know, he just likes to float around. What can you say?
Here we go. That's it. We're done. Bye.
See, thanks for having us.
What else can be said?
How do we top that?
Yeah. So talk to us about seaplanes. Wait, you know, you said something interesting that you guys are offering a no-cost seaplane scholarship pilot's rating. To someone here at Oshkosh.
Yeah, all you young pilots out there that are already private pilots, you need to come by our booth. It's 3167 and 3168. Get an application in for our Seaplane Scholarship Program. We are will award a fully paid-for seaplane rating to someone at AirVenture this year at the show on Thursday night at our Corn Roast.
Now, you know, I knew I should have got my pilot's license.
I'm regretting it, too.
So I just want to know how you pre-flight a cub on floats. You can't exactly
carefully.
Get out to the wingtip. Yeah. And if it doesn't have electric start, you're in real trouble.
They don't have electric start. Usually you're walking out on the float and spinning the prop and then trying to get back on the airplane or into the airplane as it's taxiing out into the lake. So
Here's the big question. Has anybody ever fallen off the airplane doing all that stuff?
How many times?
Yeah.
Never mind.
So the trick there is to always have a rope in the water so you can grab it as it goes by?
Yeah, well, we have a rope that trails off the back of the float, and hopefully you're fortunate enough to feel it as it comes over you as you're orienting yourself with what just happened as the airplane runs over you. But no,
and hoping your mega dollar smartphone is waterproof.
Yeah, that's probably the number one casualty in seaplane flying is iPhones. So
what is the biggest thing you've ever flown on floats?
Twin Otter. And as a flying boat, I'm a type-rated albatross pilot, so I fly HU-16 Grumman albatrosses.
Nice.
And got married on one in flight. So.
Well, who was flying that one? I hope somebody else.
Yeah, thankfully, we weren't on autopilot. But one of the few pilots that I know that was actually married by an FAA official that would subject themselves to that. But we actually got married over the Grand Canyon in a Grumman albatross, and you had to come to the wedding by seaplane.
You had to come to the wedding by seaplane. Well, that rules me out.
Wait a minute. Does this mean if you got married by an FAA representative that if you and your wife have a fight, it violates the FARs?
Oh, my goodness.
It was an interesting story because he was, as you say in our vows, he was like, well, you know, getting married is kind of like having an albatross. There's lots of maintenance.
Oh, nice guy.
So it was a good time, though.
Well, it sounds interesting. What's it like to fly an albatross?
Oh, amazing. Absolutely addictive. Of course, I had to get addicted to flying something that was economical, like a Grumman albatross.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So hopefully we'll have a couple here this year. We had a couple last year. Bill DeSilva had his. He was at our wedding with his. And he's flown his all over the world. It's absolutely amazing. You know, if you... One of the things I love about seaplane flying is, number one, there's a lot of perception of barriers and how much it costs, how difficult it is, and I could never do that because I don't have money. I can't go rent a seaplane. But, you know, for less than $2,000 and a weekend or 3 days, you can go get your seaplane rating, and it just opens up a whole new world. And it teaches people a lot of stick and rudder skills that in a glass environment that we're kind of going to with young people today that you don't get.
Yeah, now that's got to be an interesting thing, because taxiing a seaplane is obviously completely different and unrelated to something that's on firm ground.
You're not used to sailing your airplane.
Right, right. So, you know, how many times have you knocked somebody off the dock with a wingtip?
Never, thankfully.
They all know you're coming.
They all manage to get out of the way.
So
you have a spotter at the field, and as you're coming in, they yell, "Run away!"
I do have a question, real quick. Is there a Norden Norseman? But say that 10 times fast.
Yeah, really.
A Norden Norseman here.
Not that I know of. Now, you know, I got stuck at the main show all day yesterday. We do have a booth out at the seaplane base also, but I haven't got to spend much time out there yet this year. So I don't know. There are some that are floating around up in Canada. There's about 6 that actively fly, and they get together on a regular basis every year. So there may be. Okay.
Oh, there's 4 in the U.S.
Four in the U.S., and so I would say it's a pretty high probability you'll see one. And if you can get out there to the seaplane base to see one, they're a very rare airplane. They're a very unique airplane. They have tons of character, and I highly recommend it.
Oh, tons of character.
Oh, that means character.
They need work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rustic charm.
So, yeah, that's one of the beautiful things. You become very bonded to your airplane when you're a seaplane pilot, because especially something like a Grumman Albatross.
Yeah.
You better like dirty hands.
Yeah, that's a big airplane.
So, yeah, it's...
Must be interesting to hand prop one of those.
Yeah.
I don't think so. So now, where are we going to find you here on the airfield?
In the main field, booth 3167 and 3168 in Hangar C. And then, of course, Thursday night, we have our corn roast, which sells out every year. So if anyone ever would like to go hang out with 700 seaplane pilots and have some roasted brats and roasted corn and copious quantities of ice cold beer, they can come by the booth and buy some tickets for that and see what it's like, what our guys are like.
Where's that booth again?
3167 and 3168 in Hangar C.
Okay, I think we'll be stopping by.
I think everybody...
Thursday Night Corn Roast sounds pretty good right now.
You see, everybody heard blah, 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 blah beer.
Yeah, exactly.
and copious quantities of ice cold beer.
And then they'll be there. Yeah. Don't worry. All right. I want to thank you for joining us, Steve.
Oh, thank you, Dave. It's a pleasure to be here. And, you know, hopefully we'll continue this.
Yeah, I might just try and glom a ride from a seaplane pilot.
I want to get to the seaplane base. I've never been there.
Yeah, I've been there once.
Need to make that happen.
All right, yeah. Very good. We will definitely work on that. Don't
awesome.
Run away.
Okay.
All right, this is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.